State Attorney General Sam Olens recently told the Atlanta Press Club that however the Supreme Court rules on gay marriage, the state should follow that ruling, whatever it is, even if it means Georgia's constitutional ban on gay marriage might be affected. Do you agree with him that that's what the state should do if that happens?
Yes, I do. The Attorney General, just as I, have taken an oath of office. And that oath includes that we will uphold the Constitution of the state of Georgia and that we will support and uphold the Constitution of the United States. I think we understand that in our Republican form of government that federal constitutional issues trump state constitutional issues. So we will abide by whatever the Supreme Court rules as an interpretation of the United States Constitution.
Other states have taken a different approach. Alabama, for instance, has made, at least in part, I think, the argument that states should regulate marriage. Why not take that approach here in Georgia?
Well,
again, should the Supreme Court rule that the bans are unconstitutional?
Well, unfortunately, that question has already been decided adversely to the position that Alabama took or the position that perhaps I personally might take. I think we have an obligation, if we believe in our form of government, to support it. We have mechanisms for changing that. Normally it is at the ballot box. It is also through constitutional amendments. And as you know, over the years, various constitutional amendments have been proposed. I don't think this rises to the level of attracting a national constitutional amendment to overrule the Supreme Court or the federal courts on this issue. But if
so
we
you would not urge some sort of national effort?
No. If we respect our form of government, then we have to respect it, even if that form of government renders an opinion contrary to our own personal beliefs.
Just in general, how's the overall fight over gay marriage? Do you think that it has hurt the state in any way, whether it's in terms of business or in terms of any other aspect of our lives? The whole battle over it was so divisive for so many years.
I don't think so. It was not that many years ago, 2004, that the voters of this state overwhelmingly ratified a constitutional amendment. And that constitutional amendment, of course, had to have two-thirds of the House and the Senate in order to put it on the ballot. They ratified the position that the state constitution now embodies. So it is a matter, I think, that has of social thinking that has continued an evolutionary process.